Blog Talk Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout and throw your hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. And you think that things can't get much worse in a second. Oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on. Whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. Road ain't alone. Keep on keeping on. Stand in your way.
They're always saying,
what you cannot do. Don't stop chasing your dreams and working hard to make them come true. Oh. And if it ever gets too tough, just remember. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. The road ain't long. Keep on keeping on. Keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. I think it won't be a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside.
And that's what we're going to do tonight. Boy, do we have a couple of stories to tell you. You know, there's always some kind of insanity going on because of a lack of common sense in people. And, you know, I think, Dan, Jennifer, I think that's what makes me the angriest about some of the stuff we're going to talk about tonight. It's horrendous what's happened. But where is the lack of common sense? Where is the lack of thinking process? You know, we got one story tonight where the whole purpose was to make sure that there was everybody was uniform and there was no disruption going on in the classroom, no distractions going on. And we got a school district, we got a teacher, we got administrators who created a huge distraction in the school. I'm sure that's all the kids are talking about right now. They're looking really stupid. They've made a bad example of themselves. We're going to talk about a couple of situations tonight. We got another one where we got I pull my hair out, guys. I absolutely pull my hair out. You know, maybe I listen to Mark Levin too much, but it haunts me off. You know what I mean? This is parental called Sovereignty Radio. And the reason that why Jennifer and Dan and I get together each week and do this is because we care about our kids. We care about our schools. You know, we live in a country that's got the best education system in the world. We've got teachers all over this country that care about kids and that love their kids and that try their hardest to educate the kids. And then we got a bunch of jokers mixed in that really their purpose isn't really necessary to educate the kids. They just want to push a political standard on the kids. They want to take over control of parental sovereignty. We've got administrators and teachers out there that are just a bunch of fools when it really comes down to it. And it's a shame because it makes our schools look bad and it makes those good teachers that we've got out there look bad. Folks, this is Parental Sovereignty Radio. And each week we get together, talk about politics, we talk about Common Core, C-Scope, we talk about Obamacare, we talk about these things that are coming into our nation and trying to provide fundamental change for the greatest country on the face of this earth. And I'll say this and I'll pass it on around for opening remarks. I still don't understand why John McCain didn't stand up in front of the President of the United States when he was debating him before he was president and say, change what? Change what? We got the greatest country in the whole wide world. We got the country that people swim 90 miles in shark-infested waters just to reach our shores. We got people in the southern border who risk their lives going across the desert to try and get here because they know if they can get here, they're going to have a better life. Now, I'm a firm believer that those people should go through proper channels and do it legally instead of illegally. But, man, you can't fault the people for wanting to come and go someplace new and fresh and nice. And they come here because it is so great. So Barack Obama fundamentally changed what? With that little rant, I'll pass it on down to Jennifer Montrose. Jennifer's down in Alabama. Great things going on all the time down there. And then, Jennifer, I'll let you pass it on over to Dan, and then we'll start up with our stories. Jennifer, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia. We got a chance to go walk through the Coca-Cola Museum today with my son. Alabama's on spring break, so we decided to come up here and found a really good deal in a hotel and was able to hit the downtown Atlanta area. But we came up here not realizing that it was going to be the windiest day I think that the nation has ever seen in Atlanta, Georgia. All these tall buildings and stuff. But, you know, things have – I was inspired to think about earlier today when we were walking around. There were people from all across the United States and across the nation, across other countries that were at the museum today, people being represented from Poland and Brazil and all the way as far as California and Texas. You know, people are just really you know, inspired by, you know, a company that started here, a gentleman that created, you know, a drink called Coca-Cola at that time. And I look back at, you know, where we were at then and what we're doing now and as far as entrepreneurship and what are we doing to inspire our children to want to be something other than just couch potatoes. You know, with so many schools that are trying to take competition out of playtime, you know, where there's no winners, no losers. I mean, how are children ever going to get challenged to want to do better than or be better than, you know, and do things, and reach for the stars? You know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, and somebody would ask, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? If you were to ask a child then and compare the answers to what children would say today, I have to wonder how many of those kids would say firemen and astronauts. You know, how many kids actually look up to police officers and want to be policemen? You know, I look at what we have going on today, and you know, what do we have as role models? You know, we have, you know, gangbangers and hood rats and, you know, and the Al Sharptons of the world, and you know, there's just so many, you know, so much corruption going on, and so many, you know, when you look at who is in on the music scene and what we see on television today, as opposed to what we had back in the 70s and 80s, things have changed drastically. And you know, the days of cartoons on Saturday only and Schoolhouse Rock and what Sesame Street was about, teaching children how to learn their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, you know, and now we have math. They want to rearrange it and make it complicated. Maybe the answers come out the same, but the being able to go from point A to point B, you have to go all the way around the world just to cross the street. Kids are getting frustrated. You know, children are failing. They're trying to, you know, put us in a box, and they want to challenge us to defy their laws. You know, and I say, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But we've got an education system that they're trying to rearrange and change what's been working for years, you know, and to something that creates socialist country, you know, and it's inevitable. We cannot keep going on this way. I don't want my child to grow up and be a robot and working in a factory and just doing what is being told of him. You know, I don't want our nation to return back to a slave day. You know, I am ready for things to change. And in 2014, you know, if you're not out there engaging and finding out who it is that when it's time to go to the polls and vote, you want to be well informed about who it is you're voting for. You know, don't vote just because, you know, this is what Papaw voted for. This is the party that Meemaw voted for. This is the party that my grandparents voted for. Look at the candidates. You know, find out what's going on. You got trouble with things in your school? Go ask. Talk to your children's friends' parents and ask them. Find out if there's other people having the same problems. You know, and band together. There's strength in numbers. With that, I pass it over to Dan.
Oh, great, Jennifer and thanks. And I'd like to take a second to let the people know in Washington that we're all praying for them. There are 16 confirmed dead, and they have another 8 bodies that they're trying to recover. So it's a horrible scene out there in Washington. And I also want to wish my family members the best of luck. Tomorrow they're going to have a nor'easter with up to a foot of snow and hurricane-force winds and 40-foot seas. So it's going to be pretty nasty up in southern New England. So, you know, I'm wishing the best for them, and I'm going to be saying a prayer for them as well. And today, I was listening to the news, and I'm hearing about the United States Supreme Court saying that they're going to decide on whether or not we can use certain words, which is ridiculous. And then they're going out and also deciding what we can and can't. There's several instances where the Supreme Court is just stepping up and not doing, well, they're overstepping their boundaries. And they're telling us now that we can only pray in our own homes, and if we show any religious symbols outside of our home, that we'll be breaking the laws. This is the United States. The Supreme Court is messing with our U.S. Constitution. They have no right to do so. And if they want to change part of our Constitution, they have to wait until somebody submits a request for a new amendment, and it has to go through the amendment process. Well, the Supreme Court has decided they are better than the U.S. Constitution and are starting to pass these socialist laws. For them to even say that they're thinking about defining what we can and cannot say or where we can worship, they have gone way overboard. And these people are nothing but a bunch of slimes, and I would tell it to them right to their face. They are a disgrace to our nation, and our forefathers are rolling in their graves. And I hope that I've been, for those who follow me on my daily post, please start supporting Article 5 of our U.S. Constitution, and let's have a second constitutional convention so we can stop this madness, put these people back in their own, the place where they belong, and to put this nation back on course. Right now, we have three branches, and all three branches have broken the Constitution or have totally ignored it. Now, this is time for us to take action, we the people. So start writing your legislators. Start getting involved. Start pushing your state governments to agree to a second constitutional conference because we need it. This nation has been so messed up by this administration. I am disgusted with President Obama. He has wasted more money than any president in history. He's a total disgrace to our nation. He has made the United States a laughingstock of the world. And it's time to stop this nonsense. And what gets me even more angry, the one group who could actually stop him is sitting down and not saying a word, and that's the U.S. Congress. They come up with an occasional, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And I'm up to the point where talk is cheap. So far, I've seen you do nothing. And it's time for a change. And if you are not going to do the job, we'll replace you and find somebody who will. Because we're sick and tired of these rhinos. These people who sit up on the top and say they're in charge of our Congress and our party, who do nothing but fill their pockets with money and sit down there and let status quo, let the liberals do as they please and not stand up for our rights. You know, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Every single one of them is broken. Now it's time for the people to take over. And this is why I want this constitutional convention. And I think enough people are pissed off enough that it's time to start making changes. Because obviously we have a government who can't do it. We have a Supreme Court who doesn't even know their friggin' laws, who decided that they are above the Constitution. We have a president who just totally ignores the Constitution. And we have a Congress and Senate who are sitting down there watching the whole damn thing and not doing a damn thing about it. You know, I was raised under a few rules, and one is to, you know, have some conviction for your beliefs. Stand up whether you're right, you know, and when you're wrong, admit to it. Stand up though and be a man or a woman and stand by that. And stand by your convictions and show what kind of person you are. So far, I haven't seen that happening very much in the last 5 years. And as far as I'm concerned, our whole federal government is a disgrace. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to you, Scott, for your opening remarks.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you both. You know, it's a sad situation where we're heading. Some people with just not an understanding of what it takes to make things work right. Flat out. Stuff going on in the Supreme Court even today. Our two women Supreme Court judges, you know, saying, well, you know, why don't you guys, Hobby Lobby, why don't you guys just cancel your insurance? Pay the $2,000 a person fine. It's less than what you would pay for buying insurance for those people. And just pay the fee, pay the fine. What do they think they're talking about? What kind of common sense is that? That is insanity. Because they don't want to stand up. They don't want to stand up for some basic moral standards. They don't want to stand up for Hobby Lobby's right to decide they don't want to pay for abortions. It's as simple as that. It just absolutely slays me. And with that, I start our first story, and then I hand it to Jennifer. Jennifer is going to go spend some time with her son. I mentioned she's from Alabama. I should have mentioned she is in Atlanta, Georgia, having a great time with her son. And it's his week, and we're going to let her throw some remarks in on this story and then let her go out and spend time with Seth. Good kid that comes first in her life. We all are on this show because of the kids. I've got three nieces that are the world to me, and I know Seth is the world to Jennifer, so that's why we do this. So that's important. You know, Grand Junction, Colorado, got a little girl, 8 years old or 9 years old, and she had a friend. She had a friend who's been through chemotherapy, who's had cancer for years. And the little girl comes to school, and she doesn't have any hair, and she gets teased sometimes, and she doesn't always get just full, proper support. So her friend decided to shave her head in support. And the school suspended her. They suspended her for supporting her friend. And the reason why they said they suspended her is because it would cause a distraction. Now, we're going to call out some names. We're going to flat out call out some names because, Dan, Jennifer, you know that's how I am. Catherine Bremen, of the chair of the board of directors, you better fix this. You better fix this because this is insanity. This is Cap Rock Academy. It's a charter school in Colorado, in Grand Junction, Colorado. This is absolutely insanity. Cameron Renfro is the little girl of Grand Junction, shaved her head to help Delaney Clements get through chemotherapy. Cameron wasn't allowed to return to classes at Cap Rock Academy, the charter school she attends. The academy later said she could return, but the school's board of directors is expected to discuss her situation at a meeting on Tuesday. Well, they're going to get back together on Tuesday, and there better be some common sense going on in that meeting. Because their whole reasoning behind this was to keep from causing a distraction. Well, the moron fools that made this decision caused a huge distraction next to what would have happened if they would have just left it alone. They created distraction. I'm a firm believer at this point, and I've never been one to say, you know, fire somebody because they've made one mistake. But you know what? If we don't start firing people that do stupid stuff like this and cause craziness like this, how are we ever going to get other people to stop? It is absolutely insane. Heads need to roll on this. Somebody needs to go down for this. And I'm going to get on the phone tomorrow. I started to this afternoon and didn't get a chance, but I'm going to get on the phone tomorrow. And I'm going to contact this school district. I'm going to contact Catherine Bremen. We've got her phone number here. I'd encourage everybody else to also, 970-243-1771. That's 970-243-1771. I'd encourage everybody to give them a call and say, listen, enough is enough. A 9-year-old little girl doing a wonderful thing, a selfless thing to support her friend. And some moron adult hadn't got any more brains inside their head than they've got in their sock to do such a thing. And now they're all over the news. And what gives me the Jennifer, I'll tell you, what gives me the happiness is I know that this has gone way viral. It's all over the United States right now. I know for a fact that their phone's been ringing off the hook. I know that their email is getting full up. I know that they know at this point they've made a wrong decision. But we've got to quit letting these guys make wrong decisions. We've got Jared Markham we dealt with. Just last week there was another young man told he can't wear a shirt just because a teacher didn't like the message on it for pro-gun. The schools, I'm going to tell you, folks, and I'm going to send the link to the school board tomorrow. I'm going to send the link to some of the people tomorrow, so I'm going to talk to you guys for a minute here. You better start using some common sense. Because it is not your job to police this stuff. It is your job to read, teach reading and writing and math. And I am sure your little school has got kids that are having a hard time reading. Now, I got a five-year-old sitting here in my house that's 5 years and 3 months, and she is reading at a second-grade level. It is not that difficult, folks. You guys need to go back to focusing on educating our children and quit focusing on this insanity stuff. Because every time you do, it hits the news. And every time it hits the news, it goes viral. And this story's all over the place. Jennifer, that's what gives me happiness, is I know that their phones have been ringing off the hook. I know their emails have been full. I know their Facebooks have been plastered. But when is this insanity going to stop? I'm going to pass it back to you, Jennifer, and let you do it and say your goodbyes and go play with Seth and then pass it on to Dan.
Thank you, Scott. You know, there's just so much happening right now. Keep your ears and eyes peeled on some things happening. There is so much happening in 2014. We can't be blind and deaf. We're going to have to start paying attention. So, you know, there's a couple things happening. One thing I want to mention is anybody that's going to be in Alabama this coming Saturday night, we've got a really fabulous lady coming, Jan Morgan, who's a national renowned Second Amendment. She's very versed on Sharia law, and she's just a really all-around, really awesome patriot gal, and she's coming in to Hoover Tactical Firearms to do NRA-certified gun training all day in conjunction with Bama Carry and the Alabama Republican Assembly. We're going to be doing some endorsing of candidates for 2014 that night. She's going to be our keynote speaker. And then also May the 8th here in Birmingham, I just found out from Jonathan Barbie that Michael Reagan and Ted Cruz will be in Birmingham, Alabama. Michael's going to be promoting his book, Memoirs of My Father. This is the first city tour that he's going to be doing it in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm really looking forward to hearing, you know, what he has to say about his father, President Reagan. Such a wonderful man. So many people. We haven't had anybody that's really stood out and inspired us like he did, you know. And I think maybe Ted Cruz, Senator Mike Lee, Trey Gowdy, and some of the others are coming close. But, you know, it's time. You know, we don't have another chance. If we can't do it this time, there's, you know, I seriously question, you know, where we're headed. And, you know, I want to remain free. I don't want to have to live like people do in Cuba, some of the other countries. You know, I'm really grateful that I was born and raised here in the United States. You know, so many people for so many years fought hard to become naturalized citizens here. Yet we have so many people coming in illegally in, you know, doing all the things that take away from America's economy and keep us down. You know, it's time. With that, I'll pass it on to Dan, and I'm going to bid you guys adieu tonight. It's spring break for my son, and we've been hanging out, enjoying our time here in Atlanta, Georgia. And tomorrow we're going to be headed back home to the center of the universe in Tuscaloosa County, Alabama, for those who know the University of Alabama football team, Roll Tide. And, you know, just keep on keeping on, as our good friend D-Rock Country always says, and our patriot girl, Kim Paris. Dan, I pass it on to you.
Have fun,
okay.
Seth.
Thanks, Jennifer, and have a wonderful time with your son. You don't get very many times when you get to spend so much time with him, and I understand that, and that's wonderful. So have a wonderful time in Atlanta, and a safe drive home tomorrow. And what Jennifer said is true. We're running out of time, and we're running out of chances. We've really messed up in a lot of places. The last election, presidential election, we should have won, and we let opportunities slide by us time after time. And what did we get? We're getting the worst of the worst. Never in my life would I believe that our Supreme Court would lower itself to say that they're going to decide what I can and cannot say or where I can worship. This is a travesty, people. This is beyond bad. This is a total travesty that the U.S. Supreme Court needs to be thrown out. Because, you know, I'd go to each and every one of those justices and tell them what I think of them. And it's not a heck of a lot. And if any of them are listening today, you are below the lowest creatures on earth. I mean, I have more respect in an amoeba than I do you because of what you're doing. And you should be ashamed of yourselves, all of you. And as for our president, you do not deserve that term. You will go down in history as the worst president in the history of this great nation of ours. And I hope they put a big X over your painting, because that's all you deserve. You are a disgrace. And as for Congress, ditto. You're a disgrace to this nation. You have done nothing. I have I'm going to say this out loud, and I'm going to say it proudly. Gus Bilirakis, you should be ashamed of yourself. You can't even bother sending me a form letter anymore because you don't like what I'm saying. Now, you're supposed to be my representative. Tom, you're one of your constituents, and what are you doing? You're totally ignoring me and hoping I'll go away. Well, guess what? This person is not going away. And I'm going to fight you tooth and nail. You're nothing but a rhino. And I'm going to find somebody, you know, who will stand up for our Constitution and who will replace you and put you where you belong, out in the pasture with the cows and the pigs. I'm through with the rest of these so-called people who are supposed to be representing us, the people of America, and totally ignoring us. This nation was founded by the people, and the government is created by the people, for the people, and of the people. And if you can't figure out what that means, then you don't belong in a capital L. And the next congressman, I'm voting for, is going to spend most of his time here in town, so I can talk to him. Not spending his time in Washington hobnobbing with their friends and talking to lobbyists, figuring out how they can make more money. Time is up. This is BS. You know, you all need to take a walk. And with that, I'll pass it over to Scott.
Well, you tell him, Dan. Let me tell you. Well, you know what? That's the way it goes. It really is. We've got some disappointments going on right now. You know, I want to add another story in here, and I came across this through somebody that I've known for a while through Common Core groups, but we just decided at this point yesterday that we might connect ourselves with as friends on Facebook. But this was a story that was on her page. You know, we have a hard enough time dealing with kids that have learning problems and have learning disabilities. But the public schools took this boy, and his name is Jacob Barnett. I have not quite yet to gain – oh, here he is. He's 14 years old. They had him in special education. They had him diagnosed with Asperger's. And they basically had even told his mom that he would probably never even learn to tie his shoe. And the kid has got an IQ higher than Albert Einstein. He's on his way now to possibly winning a Nobel Peace Prize after being set free of special education programs in public school. You know, his mom made a decision to take him out of public school. Even after the doctors had diagnosed him with Asperger's and said that, you know, that's the best place for him. And so she wrote a book, The Spark, A Mother's Story of Nurturing Genius. And she talks in it about how she was afraid to try and pull him out of school. She says, for a parent, it's terrifying to fly against the advice of the professionals. But I knew in my heart that if Jake stayed in special ed, he was going to slip away. He wasn't thriving in his special ed classes. He was not really doing, he was just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And she pulled him out, and I watched a couple of videos of this kid. He's brilliant. Now he's got his own projects, that he's doing. He's trying his hardest to help out other kids. He's got his own little group going. He's got all kinds of hits and everything. Oh, I take that back. He's turned 15. And now he's a mathematician and an astrophysicist. He's become an orator of physics classes at Indiana University. He is teaching physics at 15 at Indiana University. And the public schools basically said he had learning disabilities and threw him into special ed. And he's decided to take up the work on trying to help figure out Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. Now, if he can figure that one out, Dan, you know he's doing pretty good. I understand basically the theory of relativity. I could probably write maybe a paragraph on it. But, you know, this is insanity again. This is insanity. Somebody obviously did not take the time to really look at this kid. Now, how do you take and not be able to tell that a kid is this smart? How are you able to not take the time to understand how to release how to release this? You know, I wanted to. I should have opened it up a while ago, and I'm going to work on opening it up right now while we're talking. But here again, we've got educators that are more concerned about teaching social politics in the schools. That's what they're working on. That's what Common Core is all about. Common Core, folks, is not anything about adding to the standards, setting up proper standards. It's all about finding ways through math, through reading, through history to throw in and add to with a liberal socialist, basically, agenda. He's got, if you go to Facebook and look up Jacob Barnett, JACOBBARNETT, kid's got 25,000 likes on his page. He's got about 3 million views on his TEDx teen. He's got a speech that he actually gives. But he's just doing a lot of work on a lot of different things in order to help other kids. He's got a website, jacobbarnett.com. And it's just terrific. We're going to have, I've already reached out to Jacob and his mom both to have them on a show. His mom runs around giving speeches, so I know she's got to be pretty smart. It takes a little bit to get up there in front of people. But, you know, we've just got another example again of where we're going to failure in a school somewhere. Now, what I'm going to do some digging, Dan, you know how I am. I'm going to do some digging. I want to know exactly who this was that took this genius and put him in special ed. That's what I want to know. I want to know who the moron is that did that and why. Was there legitimately a reason? Maybe the kid wasn't communicating. I understand, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to gauge how smart a kid is if they don't communicate with you. Or I want to know if, you know, they were worried about this kid being smarter than them, so they stuck him in a box somewhere. Because we've seen situations where that kind of stuff has happened. But, you know, it's just atrocious to me. It's absolutely atrocious to me. We're just going to have to investigate, you know, Dan, you know, you and I know how to do this. We're going to have to investigate and find out exactly where he was going to school, what was going on, and maybe we'll get a chance to have them on the show and talk about that. But, you know, folks, the reason why we talk about all these things is because Common Core is not designed to fix any of these things. Common Core isn't even designed to fix the situation, the problems that it states. It's not designed to put everybody, make it fix it where little Johnny, when he moves from Washington to Texas, he's on the same page. They've got Common Core impermeated into our Texas classrooms. You know, we were told last summer that it was made illegal. Well, we found out that bill had absolutely no teeth to it, and actually it made it worse. Common Core is going on in our classrooms. Well, my middle niece, the stuff she's bringing home is not as good as she was learning in California. She's bringing home spelling words that are lesser than what she was teaching there. So Common Core is not fixing anything, folks. And it's insanities like this. I wish, Dan, we could take and make sure every single parent in the country hears these two stories that we're talking about tonight. Every single parent heard Jared Markham's story of what went on with him and being arrested in the eighth grade just because he insisted on his First Amendment free speech rights. And with that, Dan, I'll pass it to you.
Well, and you know, especially with Jacob, I have a personal connection there. When I was in kindergarten, and this is back in the early 60s, they diagnosed me with a learning disability. It's just as that program started going and said I could not handle what's in a normal school. And until I was in third grade, I was kept apart from everybody else. And then was kind of made fun of from third to, well, right up through high school. And when I went into college, all of a sudden I started flourishing because I was removed from the situation and was able to do well. And I chose a life at sea for what I was going to do. And it was between yacht racing and sailing custom yachts up and down the coast and all over the place. And after I had my first heart attack back in 2000, they wanted to see if there was any validity behind what was diagnosed back in 1964, and they found out I had a 138 IQ. And, you know, the person giving the IQ test was looking at me going, doctors don't know these things. And she was asking questions like, what's the speed of light? And to me, that's something that is common sense. You know, it's 186,000 miles per second. And they were asking me about history, and I was going into, you know, the deeper end of history that 99% of the population doesn't know. And then they started asking, you know, more about the Constitution. And I was going through the Constitutional Convention and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, this person giving the test goes, you're you're scoring it in top 10%. You know, why did they diagnose you with this? And is that the same? Is that back in the early 60s? They were trying this idea of creating the first steps towards Common Core. And basically, they screwed up on a lot of people and hindered many of us who could have flourished. So I kind of have an affinity from where he's coming from and what he went through. And, you know, when you're talking about Einstein's theory of relativity, I looked into, like, the universal constant, which is the one part of Einstein's theory that breaks down. But if you want to talk to me about how a hurricane forms or how weather works, and, you know, when I hear this crap that I'm hearing from the government about weather change or, you know, and this Common Core crap, which is exactly what it is, I'm fighting a tooth and nail because I have a personal connection to it. And we need to stop this BS. We need to stop the government lying to us, telling us about climate change and how our carbon output is going to destroy our nation and it's going to pollute and cause us to have a you know, climate change and the temperature rising, which is a bunch of baloney because actually we're in a trend going down the opposite way. Weather over the last 20 years has actually dropped in temperature and not risen. So all the crap they're telling you about climate change is just that, crap. And I can tell you of the variables, I mean, climate change, our climates are based on a bunch of things. One is our position in the orbit as it orbits the Earth. It also depends on plate tectonics. As plates move around on the surface of the Earth, it changes the flow of water as it moves around the Earth. For instance, if there was a big earthquake that pushed Florida out a little further, it'd make the Gulf Stream go out a little further. That would change the climate up in Nova Scotia. Well, you know, there are so many variables to weather that our best forecasters could not forecast more than a week in advance with any accuracy. I mean, maybe after that, after a week in advance, it's less than a 50-50 chance on what the heck is going on. And these people are spouting off about climate change. This is a bunch of baloney. And they're taking our students, and what they are doing is by, quote-unquote, standardizing, they are taking the top 10% and the bottom 10% and throwing them out the door. And they're only taking the ones in the middle so they can package them up in a nice little package and say that you're going to do this for a living, you're going to do this for a living, and the socialist program is the way to go, and they can create a bunch of little robots who are going to have no choice about what they're going to be doing. They're going to be told what they're going to be doing from the day they're born, with no chance of reaching for the stars or becoming a dictator, whatever. The one thing that is great about the way our nation used to be is that everybody had the opportunity to become whatever they aspired to be. It was all up to them, the determination, and how much they were willing to put in to achieving their goals. Now, thank God I didn't listen to a lot of my teachers, and I am proud to say that in my years, my adult years here, I could die tomorrow and I've achieved 99% of my goals. I became one of the best sailors in the world. I got to, I was into aircraft. I learned how to fly. I got to fly a B-17. I got to see many parts of the world that other people haven't. I've achieved every goal I've wanted. And, you know, once I set my mind to something, it happened. And I cannot say it was the school system that gave me those skills to be able to do that. It was my sheer determination and growing up in an academic family, and I learned through osmosis more than anything else. It wasn't my grade school, junior high, or high school. But at 8 years old, I was thrown in and saying, you're going to be a research assistant to this graduate student. And I listened and I learned. And that was how I really got my formal education, was by assisting grad students and PhD students. And from there, I learned how to ask questions. And I learned how to listen to people and find out, you know, what was worthy of keeping and what was, you know, worthy of being thrown out. And that's how I learned. And to this day, I am still learning. And you see, we are not teaching our children how to do that anymore. And what we're doing is making a very, very bad mistake. And it's time that we stood up. Common Core was never placed in front of the U.S. Congress to be voted on. The U.S. Congress never even heard of Common Core until it was out there. And that's a breach in the constitutional law. And yet our Congress is not doing a damn thing about it. And since the Supreme Court saw how the president should get by with these avoidances of our Constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court decided to do the exact same thing, and they're getting away with it too. Now, when is it enough is enough? When do we stop saying that you've gone too far and it's time for the people to take back over? Because right now it is 1937 and we have a guy with a small mustache sitting in front of us telling us how great we are as a nation and how we are going to lead the world. And we're going to create this wonderful teaching program that's going to teach our children to be the future leaders, when all it was an indoctrination program. And we have two choices. Either we stop this now or we lose our nation. And it boils right down to that. As most of you know, my day is unlimited. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth. It could be tomorrow, or it could be 3 years from now. I don't know. I'm living on 20% of my heart right now. That's still functioning. And I'm fighting this fight not for me, because, you know, I'm going to be gone before the worst of it hits. I'm doing this for my grandchildren and their grandchildren. And each and every one of you who are out there who have children, think about that. Think about what do you want for your children? What do you want for their grandchildren, for your grandchildren, and their grandchildren? Do you want them to have the same freedoms that we enjoyed growing up? A place where you can go out and go down to the playground and not worry about being abducted? I mean, this is where we're headed. We have now police forces that are being told to use more aggressive stances on people and, you know, not to worry about using lethal force. Just the other day, a FBI agent shot and killed a guy for coming at him with a broom. Now, what the heck was this guy going to do with the broom? Brush his feet? And he was let go with no fines, no penalty, no nothing, and they said it was justified. When you tell me it's justified to kill a person with a broom, because he had a broom, then what are we going to do? Start killing people with a feather dust or two? I mean, this whole country has gone out of whack. And it's time we stood up and started to take action. Writing and posting on Facebook is fine and dandy, but it's not going to change anything until you start getting involved, until you start getting out there and facing your congressman face-to-face to learn who's going to be in your school board, who's going to be who you're going to be voting for, who you're going to be voting for town council. It all begins right at home. And that's why we call this the grassroots movement. And how you decide on whether a person is going to be a good representative to you in Washington is you watch how they do on a local basis. And if they are not adhering to what their campaign promises were, you know, they're full of baloney and you're riddled. And if the person that has some moxie is willing to stand up and fight for their right